Welcome to Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman of Healing and Miracle Church in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, call 347-365-4483 or email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com. Now, here's Pastor Vivian.
Greetings, greetings, greetings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I want to invite you to join me around the Word of God today. As usual, I'll be praying for the sick during this broadcast. So if you need a touch from God, believe. God will respond to your faith in Him. Amen. You see, faith in God supersedes time difference, geographical difference, circumstantial difference, and all spiritual condition. I will be sharing on pulling down strongholds. Before I do, I want us to pray for the judges of the U.S. Supreme Court. Please join me where you are. Thank God for this country where we can pray freely without going to jail. Amen. You see, my friends, the justices that interpret the Constitution are men with flesh and blood, and Satan will try to work through them to impose his will. But the prayer of the saints are mightier than the powers of Satan. So agree with me right where you are. Just say, I agree in the name of Jesus. And come and agree with me all over this five boroughs and further field where this broadcast is going to today in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the nine justices of the Supreme Court of these United States of America before you. Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit of God and the holy angels will move upon and within them. In all the deliberations, Lord, we pray. We bind the powers of darkness that tries to impose their will on the justices. And we ask that your voice come too clear to them all. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want you to continue praying for these things, especially the Supreme Court this week. And as you do, lift their names before the throne of grace. You can do so one by one. God will hear you when you pray. Amen. We are talking about pulling down strongholds. I want us to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 6. And be free to make your own notes. I always encourage you to do that. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, reading from verse 1, the Bible says, Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Paul was writing to the church in Corinth that he has led to Christ. The leadership of this church was tricked by the enemy, who is Satan, in Paul's absence. They had come to the point of questioning the authority of the apostle. So he took the pain to explain to them that he was not walking in mere natural ability, but rather that the things God was using him to do, amen, and the warfare he was waging was not on the basis of human ability. So he declares, our warfare, our fight is not against flesh and blood. Don't be too much overtaken by people. Amen. He declares, the weapons of our warfare are not natural weapons. When you are born again at the style of God, you have access to spiritual weapons given to you in the name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Ghost. He declares, our weapons are mighty and pull down strongholds. Yes, there are places where Satan established or set up a fort, so to speak, in the spirit. Paul declares, these weapons destroy or dethrone thoughts that are against God. Paul also said, these weapons bring great reward to those who obey the word of God. Yes, he says our weapons are mighty and that they pull down strongholds. I want us to talk a bit about strongholds. Our weapons pull them down. You see, a stronghold in this context represents a mindset, a domain, or a place where Satan rules. There are places on the earth where Satan does rule, people that Satan does rule. You see, after Adam sinned against God, Satan was let into human affairs, and he established his kingdom on earth, and it takes the child of God to dethrone him. But he does have areas where he rules. Amen. There are different types of strongholds that the enemy seeks to establish both individually and aggregately. Yes, I am referring to strongholds in individuals as well as strongholds on the masses. There are strongholds of addiction to different things. There are strongholds in families, possibly poverty, failure, sickness, and disease. There can be strongholds of groups, satanic worship, immoral conduct, and many kinds of evils. There can be strongholds of government, bad legislation or laws, institutionalized evils, customs that are from the kingdom of darkness. Yes, people living in sin are under the power of darkness. Amen. And that's why we have to come against that spirit of darkness in the name of Jesus. And when the light is shone upon them and they respond to that light, oh, praise God, they walk in the light who is Christ our Lord. Before a stronghold can manifest itself in the natural realm, it must be operational in the mental realm. I need to let you hear that again. Before a stronghold can manifest itself in the natural realm, it must be operational in the mental realm. And before a stronghold can take hold in the mental realm, it must come out of the spirit realm. You see, my friends, strongholds are the ultimate aim of these works of the spirit of darkness is against the knowledge of God. The ultimate aim of establishing strongholds that Satan establishes is against the knowledge of God. Satan tries in all his feeble effort to defeat the kingdom of God. This was so in the beginning. Amen. This has been Satan and his demons' methods of operation from the very beginning when God placed man in the Garden of Eden. He moved on Cain so that he killed Abel. He moved on the generation that followed. He moved on the generation before the flood, Noah's flood, and led them into gross rebellion so that that world perished. He moved on Hitler in our recent times and created World War II, in which over 80 million people lost their lives. That was the power of darkness in operation. Amen. Some things that are boiling over in these United States of America today represent a warfare that has many different elements to it. And the chief director of these events is Satan. He is disguising in many ways. You see, my friend, these United States has been a nation that God has chosen to be distinguished in fulfilling his end time mission of taking the gospel into all the world. It's righteous. Revelation started with people who were seeking of God, just like the Garden of Eden, just like the world before the flood, just like Germany where Protestants, Reformation began. Satan always come along and plant seeds of evil. If we see these things from God's viewpoint, they will become much easier to understand. One of the first seeds of evil that the devil planted in the nation of the United States of America was slavery. Righteous men was taken away with riches, it promised. Yeah, many righteous men were taken away with riches, it promised, and it brought judgment on the nation in the form of a civil war in which 600,000 people died. After the civil war, God continued with his work in this nation, sending moves of God, great ministers, too many to mention in a short message like this. The great denominations and the preachers of the 19th century, the great Holy Ghost outpourings followed by the formation of great organizations of the early part of the 20th century, the great revivals and worldwide evangelism that followed the Second World War, yes, great healing revivals, moves of God, the great preachers and independent churches that has brought the church of to where we are at this point is a witness of God's hand upon these United States of America. Of course, this is just a tiny viewpoint of what God has been doing in the church world. God has been moving in every denomination that names the name of Christ. Satan is still mad about this nation, and quite recently has used the wrongful death of one man to unleash a wave of hate on the United States of America. There are communist elements involved in the confusion we are seeing. There are spirits of rebellion involved in the confusion we are seeing. Many of these people have been indoctrinated with the idea that America is a terrible country. There are many well-meaning people who are caught up in the confusion we are seeing. They do not realize that they are supporting the devil's agenda. They are undercurrents of haters of this country that are planting seeds of discord in this nation. I was not born in this nation. I'm a naturalized citizen. But I have sense enough to realize what God has been doing in this nation and the blessing this nation has been to people all over the world. People come from all over this world and find bread to eat and place to live and a life to live for and opportunities to become what they want to become, and then they turn around and curse the nation that God has blessed. Beloved, don't do that. Don't do that. God is watching. Amen. We, the children of God, have to come to ourselves and not to allow the devil to overrun us in this country. You may ask, preacher, how can we do that? I have some simple suggestions. By waging war in prayer against the demons operating locally and nationally. By declaring the word of God in our neighborhoods. Yes, arise and preach the gospel boldly. I pray God for all the churches of Christ to be open and the word of God be preached all over New York City and, of course, all around the United States. Thank God for the breaks you have given this city in removing this curse called the coronavirus, and we command it in Jesus' name to stay out of this city. Amen. Yes, by declaring the word of God in our neighborhoods, arise and do it, child of God, by binding the powers of darkness. It's time Christians hate devils. Demons are real. The Bible says they come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. In John chapter 10 and verse 10, when I became a Christian in my early years of serving the Lord, one of the first things I came to realize was found in St. John chapter 10 and verse 10. Everything that steals, kills, and destroys is satanic. God has no part in that. And so we have to bind those powers of darkness that are stealing, killing, and destroying. Amen? We have to arise in Jesus' name and pray that God will strengthen the hands of the government, both local and national, for there to be establishment of order and peace in our society. Every child of God needs to pray for the peace of this nation. This is not a partition issue. God is not finished with this nation yet. And we can all join in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be a blessing to a nation that has blessed us. The people that formed this nation were not perfect, but God works with imperfect vessels to get his work done, my friend. Every one of us can talk about some ways in which we fail the Lord, but his love and his mercy and his goodness overpowered the works that Satan was trying to do in our lives. Let's give God thanks for what he has done in our lives. Amen. Do you know what will happen if every Christian arises and seek God's face and bind the powers of the enemy? The devil and his courts will be paralyzed in their endeavors, and the awakenings and revivals will start. I'm saying if every child of God arises and begin to bind the powers of the enemy, The devils and his cohorts will be paralyzed in their endeavors, and awakenings and revivals will start. Let's do it in Jesus' name. Child of God, be not afraid to stand up for God's word. Remember, you will have to give God an account for his word in you. Remember, there are souls to be saved in a society that's controlled. A society that is controlled by the forces of darkness will hinder the gospel. Remember that Jesus is coming soon, and this life will end and eternity with beginning. Amen. I'm saying eternity will soon be beginning. And we have to work while it's day, Jesus said, for the night cometh when no man can work. The Apostle Paul, under inspiration of the Holy Ghost, said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing, casting down imagination and every high thing, concepts of devils that rules nations. You know, one of those concepts that rules nations is communism and socialism. Socialism brought Guyana to a poverty-stricken country where it was difficult to find bread to eat. Why does that happen in so many countries? It's because people controlled by others is something that God is against. It's not the way it's supposed to be. You ought to be free. A free country where you can try to be the president if you want to be, or be a doctor, or be a lawyer. Freedom is what you need, and God has made us to be free. God doesn't intend that other men should dominate other men. Paul says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when obedience is fulfilled. Church of God, it's time we see how much power we have in the name of Jesus. Not to do evil to people, but to come against the forces of darkness that are fighting. Amen. Let's rise up in Jesus' name and take our authority over the powers of the enemy. Let's arise and use our weapon. We have the weapon of the name of Jesus. We have the weapon of the word of God. We have the weapon of the power of intercessory prayer. Yes, we have the weapon of the blood of the Lamb, and such weapon as the Holy Spirit of God will inspire you to use. Have you been living in fear and worry? Have you been allowing the devil to eat your lunch as though you have no authority? I like 1 John 4:4. It says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The greater one lives in us. When we get born again, the precious Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us. And the Holy Spirit in us is greater than any devil in the world. It is time that the children of God be God inside minded. Too many of us are looking outside for help. Listen. The greater one lives in you, the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. If you're feeling weak today and you are any form of fear, maybe you feel fatigue, or maybe you think that there's nothing that can be done. Listen, you don't say that in the name of the Lord. Arise and get into God's presence and pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Spend some time in the Word of God. And let the power of God arise in your heart, and the boldness of God be stirred in your spirit again. For God said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And God always keeps his promises to us, his children. I'm calling on the body of Christ today. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I'm calling on the body of Christ today. Arise in the name of Jesus and start pulling down strongholds. Tear them down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, while I was praying about this message, I saw in the spirit just as if someone was in the throes of death. Though he's saying, I'm going to die. I heard the words of someone saying, I am going to die. But I want to pray for you today. If you're at a point whereby maybe you've given up to die, or some serious sickness or disease or circumstance in your body, you don't know how to answer, you may be in an hospital bed today. I'm sending the word of God to you in the name of Jesus, the name that came again from the dead and said, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. In the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit of death that is over you. I command it to leave you and let you go. Every form of sickness and disease for which people would agree, you would agree with me right now as I pray, I say to you, powers of darkness, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whose I am and whose blood has set me free from all your darkness, powers of darkness, loose the people and let them go. In Jesus' name, for indeed it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. And for every other sickness or disease or healing from which you want a touch from God, just believe with me, Lord, let your healing power flow over the airwaves. As your people reach out, maybe just point your hand to the direction from which this reception is coming and believe the Lord to touch you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen and amen. If you're not born again, put your hand in your heart and say, Lord Jesus, please forgive my sins. Come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. And I tell you what, as long as you say that prayer and mean it, Jesus will come into your life. And you will know that you know that you know that you are born again. Amen. And I want to encourage you to find a church, a place of fellowship, and go praise the Lord this weekend. Amen. Go praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our address is 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. I want to encourage you to be a partner in prayer for this ministry and this broadcast. If the Lord has called you to be an intercessor, be free to write us that we can link up and pray for the city. God, by the mouth of Jeremiah, told the Israelites to pray for Babylon. They were about to go down into captivity in Babylon. And God, through the mouth of Jeremiah, said to the people of Israel, pray for the peace of Babylon, for in its peace you shall have peace. If they were told to pray for Babylon, you know what? Imagine how much we are told to pray for these United States of America. So arise and pray. Amen. Again, you may write us at 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. That is Healing and Miracle Church. Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. You may call us by phone at 917-603-3634 or 347-365-4483. You may email us at myjesusheals@outlook.com. That is myjesusheals@outlook.com. My friend, I want to encourage you, let not your heart be troubled. God is alive, and he said, whosoever come to me, I will in no wise cast out. So don't condemn yourself. Don't let anyone condemn you, but arise by faith. As long as you have life and you can hear the word that I'm speaking right now, say, Jesus, I am coming to you. And he will reach out and receive you as you call upon him. So be free to write us at Healing and Miracle Church and be a partner with this ministry and so a blessing to keep this broadcast coming your way. Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. You may email us at myjesusheals@outlook.com. Amen. God bless you today and enjoy your walk with Jesus, for he promised never to leave you nor forsake you, even unto the end of the age. Amen.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. Well.
Tune in every Tuesday night at 9:30 and Saturday morning at 10:30 for Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman from Healing and Miracle Church. Join them for Sunday morning services at 10:30 and Thursday evenings at 7:30 at 3519 Newkirk Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com or call 917-603-3634 or 347-365-4483.